From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We seem to have been receiving some of the backwash of the great South Australian lights out. The consistent engineering reports are suggesting that it was the severe weather which caused damage to the transmission system. The loss of the poles and wires stopped the electricity, and regardless of the generating source, supply could not be re-established. Some of the hasty reports in the media and comments from politicians suggested supply sources were at fault. And when that state was in a critical time, efforts were wasted debating opinions which were not tenable. At times, it makes you wonder why this happens. Sadly, the weather has not been kind in different parts of the planet, with lives being lost in landslides in China and the hurricane raking the Caribbean and southern US states, destroying areas where some of the poorest people live. Haiti has been hurt again, but has not recovered from the earthquake which has left tens of thousands still homeless and living in tent cities. Haiti has been an example of the benefits of amateur radio in providing ad hoc communications networks following the earthquake. Various news outlets have been providing frequencies in use for disaster communications. The southern parts of the country have suffered from the weather system following VK5's event. Storms and flooding have affected people in growing numbers. In VK4, we are approaching the official cyclone season, and we must wonder if recent days are warnings of things to come. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.